You're listening to episode 279 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Ladies, welcome to a little bonus episode I'm doing this week. Thanks for joining me. So this is a little extra one, but I wanted to make sure we threw this in here. And it was because I recently did a Facebook Live. I used to repurpose my Facebook Lives into podcasts. And then I was like, you know, I really want the podcast to be its own separate thing. It just has a different energy about it. And I wanted to be able to have like this private time together, if that makes sense. It's just you and me. But then sometimes I'll do a Facebook Live and you never know. Sometimes you know when they're going to be really good, and sometimes you just don't know. And you put it out there and you get so many people to react to it. And this was one where I was thinking, man, I should have had my microphone on because my podcast listeners need to hear this too. So I want to chat a little bit about what we just talked about. And before I do, I want to shout out a featured review of the week. And I hope I say this right. I probably won't. This one comes from Kadrisha Brown. She says, energy was passed. Stacey has passed her energy onto me. I am super excited about all things to come in this 5-day challenge. And we are going to chat a little bit more about this 5-day challenge coming up. So I appreciate that. And make sure to reach out to social@stacytuschel.com. So Kadrisha, please do that. We want to make sure we send you a little something to say thank you for leaving such a nice review. All right, so let's just kind of get started and jump into today's episode. So on this Facebook Live, you may or may not have heard it. I didn't have notes and I don't have notes now, so it'll probably be a little different even if you did. But one of the things that I talked about was because I was recently on a coaching call with my group coaching program called Propel. And we were talking, and one of the women in the group, and here's the thing, I sometimes get nervous to tell the situation or story because I don't want her thinking, oh, I can't believe she shared this. Okay, this is why I'm sharing it. Because when she said this, I thought, you and everybody else, right? Like she almost seemed like it was an alone moment for her, but everybody felt that way in the group. And then when I did the Facebook Live, if you would read the comments under the Facebook Live, everybody was saying, you're speaking right to me. This is my language. I needed to hear this. Such a great reminder. So I just kind of want to take that and run with it today too. Okay. So again, bonus episode, not prepped, not planned. It's just, I want to make sure you know about this. So she had said, you know, as we're going through this program, I really want to make sure that I'm getting results. And like, what's the best way to do that? And I said, well, like, you know, tell me a little bit about what you've done. And she said, well, I started working on a freebie, but then I didn't end up actually putting it out there because I kind of got sidetracked and I started working on a 5-day challenge. And I was in the middle of my 5-day challenge. And then I second guessed myself and said, will my audience really understand this? Maybe a webinar is a better place to go. So I started looking into webinars, and then I realized that the video series might be a really great way to go for my audience. And I started going there. But like, she's looked up and nothing has been finished, right? She's starting all of these things, but nothing is being finished. And, you know, again, in my head, I'm thinking right now, she probably thinks that she is the one person that has done this. And I know that she is describing every entrepreneur that exists, right? Especially people online, because online, there's so many options and there's so many things to do. And we get so excited and we hear this and we hear that. And, you know, as a visionary, right? Most of us listening right now, we're visionaries. We get excited. We love to set these big dreams. We have goals. A lot of us in our business as the entrepreneur, we are the visionaries of our business, which is great. I love being a visionary. But here's the thing. We are amazing at starting projects because we see the vision and we just are so excited. But before the vision is complete, because these are usually bigger visions, right? We get a new vision and we want to go to this other thing. And it's this shiny, you know, object syndrome where you're like, oh, but over here. And then squirrel moment over there, over here, right? It's just back and forth and back and forth. And you look up and you see that nothing has been done because you keep starting and starting and starting and you are not finishing, okay? So this is normal. This is a normal thing that happens. But here's the thing. So don't go, okay, this is normal, I'm good. This is a normal problem, okay? We have to overcome it. Because until you learn to become a finisher, right? Until you can focus on one thing and finish it, you are not going to have results, okay? If you've been working for 6 months and you looked up and you realize you've been doing basically nothing, right? A whole lot of nothing, no results, and you keep putting your head back down and you keep starting and having that vision, you're going to look up 6 months later or a year later and you're going to go, I can't do this any longer. I'm not getting results, okay? So it is a normal problem. We all relate to it. But the people who become successful see that it is a problem and it has to be fixed, right? We have to hone in on where we really like best need to focus our energy. And we need to do that. So yesterday was a Tuesday. And on Tuesdays, Tanner goes to kindergarten, so she's gone all day. Tegan goes to preschool on Tuesdays, and she's only gone from 8:30 to 11:30. So I'm back in my office around 9, and I know by 11:15 I have to pick her up. So from 9 to 11:15, that is all the time I have on that day, okay? Not every day, this specific day. And not even that, I could still work in the afternoon. My husband will be home. However, that doesn't mean my three-year-old isn't going to be barging in my office thinking we're going to play, right? So it's definitely not as what's the word I'm looking for? Like I have like good, I don't even know what to say. I have this time where I just know I can do the big stuff, right? Like the big stuff that's going to move the needle. And then I have time where the kids are home and it's definitely not a time to record a podcast, if you know what I'm saying, right? So anyway, I had to say to myself yesterday, all right, I've got about 2 hours before she's back home. What is something that absolutely has to happen? There is no time for doing the little stuff. There is no time for checking emails or getting back to people or scrolling through social media. I had to say, what is something I need to do? In that moment, what I picked, just to give you an idea, is I knew that I had to record this podcast. I knew that I had to record a bunch of intros and different things for a different podcast, just other stuff like that, okay? But what I realized was not only will I have to record it, but I'm going to have to come up with some of the content and some of the scripts of things I need to say, okay? So even though right now I don't have this written out, you better believe I at least had a couple bullet points of what I wanted to do or what I was going to talk about. And then I had all my intros written out for the challenge podcast, okay? The challenge is coming up soon. That's why I'm chatting about this with you right now. And I knew that that was going to take some really just quiet time where I could be by myself to focus. All right. So I have to look at that kind of stuff to go, when does it make the most sense? So I could have very easily fallen into a trap yesterday and jumped into my email inbox for 2 hours or my Facebook group or Messenger or any of that stuff. Right. But I have to sit back and say, what is something that I can finish right now? What is something that's actually going to produce a result? So when we talk about productivity, here's what happens, you guys. When I don't have a script, I go all over the place. So you know when I have a script and when I do not. So I'm just going to go on a little tangent here and there. So productivity, okay? People don't really remember what productivity is. Productivity is about producing a result, okay? So when people say, I'm productive, it doesn't mean that you've been busy all day, so you've been productive. It means you've produced. So when I have 2 hours to work today, the question is, what can I produce? And part of producing is not just starting, it is finishing, okay? So I really, really want you to be thinking about that. Now, this is easier said than done. You could listen to this podcast 10 times in a row, and you will still maybe be just a starter and not a finisher, okay? So here is the thing. This was like the perfect timing because this in real time happened last week on this Propel coaching call. And I'm like, oh, this is so good. We're heading into the 5-day limitless growth challenge. This is what this is about. Okay. So here's what I've noticed. And as I've been learning more about identity and my actions and my behaviors and just who I am and who I'm being, I have really started to become a better business owner. And I just, every time I learn something, I want to share it, right? So I started to learn more and more about this. And that's why I created the Limitless Growth Challenge, because I wanted to share my takeaways from this, okay? So one of the things that I've noticed is, as we talk about identity, is we identify as the visionary, as the starter, right? And we have to start to identify as the person that produces work. Because when you identify as somebody else, you will start to have different habits and actions and all of that, okay? It comes with it. So I want to just kind of quickly go over what the 5-day challenge is. And basically, over the next 2 minutes, I want to convince you why you should be participating, even if you've done it before, okay? This is a challenge that I think I will probably repeat once or twice a year, because this is something where we call it the rinse and repeat. This is something where you need to hear it over and over again. And as you evolve, there are more things that will pop up for you, okay? So for instance, I used to attend this dance studio seminar, my first studio I ever attended, my first business at age of 21, I went to the seminar. I loved it. It was life-changing. The reason I'm doing what I'm doing is because of the man on stage. I looked at him and said, I want to do that. Like, that looks so cool. But anyway, I attended the same exact seminar every summer for 8 years in a row. Okay. 8 years. I could tell you like what slides were coming up next, what joke was happening next. Some of the jokes I couldn't even laugh at because I just knew the answer, that there was no part in me that could even kind of like, I had to like fake laugh, you know, the fake laugh, right? So this is how much I rinsed and repeat. I wasn't the only person that did this. Many of us would go back every year and go to the same one. Why were we doing that? Because here's the thing. When you go the first time, it is like drinking out of a fire hose, right? Like the fire hose is just blasting at you and you are trying to catch as much water as you can, but you just can't keep up, okay? The next year you go, and some of the things that you already retained from last year, you don't have to write down and put them on your to-do list. This time you get to go deeper and in different areas. This is why we rinse and repeat. This is why you go to the same seminar over and over. This is why you go read a book more than once. This is why you can listen to a podcast again, okay? So I want you to understand that this is one of those rinse and repeat challenges, whether or not you've done it, okay? So many ladies that did it last time said, I can't imagine not doing it because I learned so much, all right? Now, with this challenge, we're talking over 5 days. It starts Monday, September 24th. We're going to talk about identity. We're going to talk about your beliefs, how your beliefs come from your identity. We're going to talk about self-talk and thoughts that are going on in your head. And then we're going to talk about your habits. So the one big thing that I've noticed is people typically think, I want to change this about myself, so I need to change my habits. However, habits is day 4, meaning there are 3 things ahead of that that you have to change. And this could be, I mean, I'm doing this as a business challenge. I mean, a lot of my listeners, like 95% of them are business owners or inspired to be one day. So we're going to be definitely talking about business. But you guys, this is one of those challenges where you could get so much out of this on a personal level as well, right? So just so much that we're going to be kind of covering and going through. And one of those things when we hit identity, it's going to help your habits. So if you feel like, oh, but I need to do this and I need to do that, there's a reason you're having trouble with that habit. And through working through your identity, your beliefs, your thoughts, that habit will come a whole lot easier, okay? So I was listening to this podcast recently. I can't give credit where credit is due because I don't remember who said it. But they were talking about, most people think when people are successful, it's because they're very disciplined, which I thought, of course, like I agree with that, right? But they said, here's the thing. It's not as much discipline as you think because they incorporate new habits, but once they become a habit, they don't even have to think about it, right? So for instance, one of my habits that I don't have, like people might think this. So I don't drink soda. For some reason, I don't know why, but I actually stopped drinking soda in middle school. And then occasionally I would go back and forth and I would drink some again, but I was never a big soda drinker. But I quit and I kept quitting back and forth. I don't know why. I just don't know why it wasn't that I didn't like it. I did like it. I just thought I knew this wasn't good for me. So anyway, I all of a sudden, it's really weird. It's funny how one person can change something. But I remember I was at a dance studio banquet a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't even know, a year and a half ago. And when I had a Diet Coke, I rarely have it, like rarely. And I was like, do you know what? It kind of sounds good to me. I had a Diet Coke and one of my teachers said to me, one of my dance teachers said, I'm actually shocked that you would even drink Diet Coke. Like she couldn't believe I drank it. And hearing her say that, I was thinking, you're right. I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked too. And I'm even more shocked that you're shocked, right? So anyway, I completely said, okay, I'm done. It's just, I identify as somebody who does not drink soda. Because I identify as somebody who doesn't drink it, therefore I never want to do it, right? So for instance, if somebody looks at me and thinks, wow, she's so disciplined that she never drinks that, it's actually not something that I even think about. I can see a soda and not want it and not crave it and not ever even think about it, right? So we look disciplined, but what really is happening is we take on new habits and we get so good at them that they become our new normal. And we are going to do that throughout this challenge, okay? So, I mean, I use soda as an example. There could be something big in your life that you're going, I have to stop this, or I want to start this, right? Either one. So we're really going to do some deep work. This challenge is not about funnels and launching and how to make $100,000 next week, right? Like, this is not what that's about. It is about much deeper work that absolutely could allow you to go and do those things. But you're not going to hear me specifically say, here's how you do a funnel. Here's how you do step one, two, and three, right? But what I've noticed is, and we brought this up on the Facebook Live, was I said, how many people own courses, right? How many people have courses where they've purchased them, but they haven't opened them or they haven't finished them or any of that stuff, right? And everybody was saying, absolutely, me, right? So the problem is that we can take on so much strategy. Or here's another question. How many of you listening, because that kind of gives the starter finisher example, right? We're not finishers. But let's say this. How many of you have taken an online course or been in a group coaching program where you have not gotten the success you really wanted, but somebody else in the group did? Okay. So somebody got the results, meaning it was a good program, but for some reason it didn't work for you, right? There's somebody successful in it, but for some reason I'm not the successful person, okay? I bet we've all been there. This is what that challenge is about. This is not about the strategies. This is about how to be the person you need to be to actually implement the strategies, all right? There is so much gold in this challenge, and I'm so grateful that so many of you see that. But what's sad to me is there's so many people that look at this challenge and think, no, I don't need to work on myself right now. I need to grow my business. And the problem is those two things go hand in hand. When you grow yourself, your business will completely evolve in a more, like a, just the most beautiful way you can never even imagine, okay? There is absolutely a cause and effect relationship between the two. And the people that don't see that inner work that's going to help are the ones that are going to be struggling with, why is this not working for me? I bought this course and I'm not getting results, but this person over here is, and she's over here doing that. And why can I not do this? It all comes down to these five things we talk about. Now, I never said day five, I got stuck in habits. Day five is your environment. And we're going to talk about how to up-level everything around you, your physical environment, the people you hang around, the like everything you can think about, just look around yourself right now. Look through your cell phone and see who are your friends in there that you're talking to most? Who are the people that you're communicating through Instagram or Facebook Messenger the most? What podcasts are you listening to, et cetera, okay? So we are really going to cover just a wide range of everything you need to be thinking about with this challenge specifically, okay? Now, another thing that I want to bring up before this is my last tangent before I kind of give you what the challenge is going to look like, but I've been an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur for already 16 years. And one thing I've noticed is I really enjoy a challenge. I enjoy growing. And I really don't know that I understood that fully until this year. But I like to do something that challenges me. And then when I accomplish it, I'm usually a little burnt out at the time where I need to just kind of let myself be comfortable and just feel good about it. And I just kind of like to sit there for a little bit. Now, I don't sit there long, trust me. But I sit there for a little bit. And then I get to a point where I feel bored and I feel like I need a new challenge, okay? And that has been my life over the last 16 years. I do something to push myself. I work my butt off and I hustle. I get there and I just sit comfortably until I'm bored and then I pick up the next challenge. That's actually how I started my second location for my dance studio. I was bored. I felt like nobody needed me. I had a team of 40 in place. I had all these systems in place and I thought, I need something fun and exciting. I'm going to open up a second location. So I did that about, I think we're 5 years old now, second location. And within 1 year, they were profitable. They had systems in place. They had a team and they didn't need me. And they honestly probably didn't even need me in a faster period of time, but I was holding on to it so desperately because I wanted to be wanted and needed. And I didn't want to be bored again. So I realized that I had so many systems in place that this wasn't going to help. So I realized I've got to do something different. And that's actually how I started my online business, because I wanted a challenge. And I also, what's funny is I picked a business where I couldn't sneak out, if that makes sense, right? Like imagine next week if a different girl showed up on the podcast or a different girl showed up on Facebook Live, you'd go, where's Stacy, right? So I picked a business that I knew would constantly continue to challenge me and help me grow, all right? And I love that. That is one of my biggest strengths, is that I like to grow, all right? And maybe, and I think the more I identify as somebody that likes to grow, I start to enjoy the challenge. And I want you through this week and through this challenge to be thinking about that. Because yes, maybe it stinks when you're in that battle of trying to figure everything out and things are tough and things are hard, but I want you to look around and just stop for a minute and know that every challenge, every battle, every struggle is a way that you're getting more experienced, a way that you're getting, right? You're learning. So when I tell people that I've been an entrepreneur for 16 years, I carry that around as just like a huge accomplishment, because can you imagine the experiences that I have had to go through in these last 16 years? And I want you to start to realize that everything you're doing is just kind of like another badge of honor. Like when you get through this hard customer situation, or, oh, you messed up on this or you messed up on that, every one of these things are lessons learned. And I want you to start to love to grow. And I want this challenge, if it's not you right now, I want this challenge to be that thing that kind of kicks it off for you. Because I don't want you to see these as weaknesses. I want you to see this as a place for you to get better. Okay. So I kind of explained what each 5 days look like. I'm going to go over first, if you want to sign up for this challenge, and I hope I've convinced you after listening to this, go to shesbuildingherempire.com/limitless. If you want to hit pause right now and go do it and come right back, I would love it. But what the challenge is going to look like specifically, you'll also see this on that page that I just sent you to, shesbuildingherempire.com/limitless. It's going to start September 24th, Monday through Friday. If you haven't done a challenge with me in a while, this last May, I did this one very similar. But every morning, I'm going to email you out at the crack of dawn. So if you wake up at 4 a.m, my goal is that that email is already sitting in your inbox so that I can be a part of your morning routine to kick off your day right, okay? So every morning, you're going to get an email. Now, something really cool we're doing this year too is after you sign up to put in your email, if you're like, well, I try to stay out of my email inbox, because I do, you guys, I told you that already. I do not check email in the morning. One thing I'm going to be able to do is you can get the video sent right to your Facebook Messenger. That's on the second page you'll see. And something new we're doing is you can even get them sent to your phone. Now, I promise you, we've not decided the time that we're going to be sending these out. I'm thinking, though, that I probably shouldn't be sending out a text message any earlier than 9:30 Central, because if you think about it, that's 7:30 Central or 7:30 Pacific. So if you sign up for text messages, know that I'll probably send it out around that time, because there is no way I would text you at 4 a.m. So don't worry. So those are just a couple ways you can actually get the content, all right? Now, with that said, you can listen to the podcast, you can watch videos, it'll be all over the place, but you will not see the full version of the video or the workbook unless you actually go and sign up with your email, okay? So there's a workbook along with every single video that helps you do the deeper work, the inner work, right? So if you want to just listen, again, that's great. That's you paying for that gym membership, okay? How many of you pay right now like 10, 20 bucks a month every month, but you actually don't go to the gym, okay? That is what it would be like if you want to get your email in here and you say you're signed up, right? But now you actually like go to the gym. Now you're there. You go to the gym and you walk around and you kind of like get on machines, but you kind of look like you're doing stuff, but you're not really doing stuff. That's you watching the videos. If you want to come out sweaty and your heart rate up and all of that good stuff, that is you actually watching the videos and journaling through those workbooks, okay? I just want to ask you, who do you identify as? Which person is going to show up for this challenge? Which person is going to get the results at the end of this? I just told you the type of person that gets the results and the type of person that doesn't. Who do you want to be? All right? Think about that. So anyway, that's basically how it's happening. Every morning you're going to get a video. The video is between 5 and 10 minutes long. Then during that day, Monday through Friday, I will pop up in my Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. I will pop in for a random Facebook Live. It will not be on teaching. It will be on answering questions I get in the Facebook group or things I see people posting on Instagram. I'll shout out certain people that I love what they're saying or they want to answer their question. I am there basically for Q&A. I am not there to teach, meaning the reason behind this was I hate when you do challenges and you kind of feel like you can't catch up and there's so much content. I used to do 30-minute Facebook Lives and it was just too much for people, right? Some people still do it and I can tell that it's too much for their community. So we do these short and sweet ones. Now, I don't want you to feel like you have to watch those Facebook Lives. That is, again, if you just want to go deeper, right? That's kind of just that next step. If you're going, well, who knows what somebody will ask and what Stacey will say, and I want to just be there to listen, go grab it. Even if you can jump in there for 5 minutes and watch the video, that's going to work too. All right. So think about that as you're doing it, but don't feel guilty if you can't jump in there. I would say at least jump in to read what people are posting because I get so inspired by what other people are saying. I am not great at just coming up with my own stuff on the spot. I like to go somewhere, listen or watch something or read something and get inspired and give you my own take on it, right? So that's kind of how I work. And if you're like me, you're going to want to see what other people are saying too. Okay. All right. So one thing that I am bringing back is my contest. So last time we did a $1,000 contest where we are basically going to invest back into one person's business. So $1,000 could drastically change a lot of your businesses, right? This would be something where all you have to do Monday through Friday is post on Instagram, either screenshot the podcast, screenshot our Instagram, anything, right? Type in the hashtag #IAmLimitless and tag me at Stacey Tushel. Every day, Monday through Friday. And then after the week is over, we will go pick our top winner who's going to win the $1,000. And you guys can, I'm basically just giving you $1,000. You can do whatever it is you want to do with it. My goal was to invest it back in your business. You do whatever you want with it. Okay. So that's basically what's happening. One thing I do want to remind you that I always tell people with my challenges and just in my business in general is find an accountability partner you know. And that the reason I say you know and not just like you find somebody in the group. Find somebody in the group is your absolute last resort if you can't find anybody to do this with you. Why? Because I want you to be willing to call out that person. So if I asked my friend Lindsay to join and she didn't post day one or didn't tell me what her day one was or anything like that, I would just shoot her a text and say, hey, Lindsay, what's up? Did you do it yet? Where like I'd be on her. If she still was like, yeah, I'll do it later. And I'm like, hey, Lindsay, I still didn't see it. If you pick Jane and you have never met Jane before, you're going to feel very weird calling her out. Some of you wouldn't. Some of you would. Jane might be very offended if you keep messaging her, but you wouldn't be like that with a friend. So find somebody that you're close with or closer with where you can say, listen, I'm going to be the tough love. You know, I'm going to give you that this week. Okay. So definitely find somebody you know. If you can't find anybody you know and you're looking around all week, then try to find somebody in the Facebook group. But I'm telling you, people get better results with people that they actually know. Okay. All right. So all you have to do right now is go to shesbuildingherempire.com/limitless. Sign up and then DM me or tag me on Instagram and let me know you are in. I can't wait. Make sure you use the hashtag #IAmLimitless. I'm so excited, you guys, because this is such the perfect time for growth right now. It's September and we're coming into quarter four. At the end of the challenge, we will be days away from quarter four. Okay. If that doesn't give you a sense of urgency to step things up, I don't know what else will, because I don't know about you, I'm not giving up on 2018. I am going to finish this year strong. I'm going to finish and just surpass my, like whatever I think right now I'm going to hit. I know I'm going to hit more than that. Okay. Because that's what this challenge is about. So I can't wait to have you guys in it. I can't wait to see you soon. Remember, Monday, September 24th, go get signed up. shesbuildingherempire.com/limitless. I will see you soon. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.